Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. A funny thing happened on the way to a film festival. Cucaloras 25 takes place November 13th through the 17th in Wilmington. And we're talking with Dan Brawley, Chief Instigating Officer, as he's called, who recalls the festival's early days.
Twinkle Dune, the filmmaking collective that started the festival at Harper Peterson's restaurant back in the early 90s, were mostly young filmmakers who were moving to Wilmington to work at the studio. And one of the beautiful things that happens when the film industry is busy is that you have hundreds of creative people who every once in a while have a little bit of free time, and things like Cucaloras happen.
Dan has steered Cucaloras for 20 of its 25 years.
I graduated from Duke in 96. Came back to Wilmington. I was working at the studio. Jock Brandis gave me a job, and I volunteered at the third festival, I believe, maybe third or fourth. A lot of things were happening. One day, someone called the office and said, who was in charge? I looked around, and I was the only one there. And so I said I was in charge. It was such a magical beginning, those early years when the film industry was booming. We're talking 25 or 30 feature films a year were being made in Wilmington. And so the amount of creative energy that was available to do something like Cucaloras was nearly endless. And I feel just very lucky that timing worked out for me. It's really been my career, has been growing Cucaloras and exploring what all the possibilities are. You know, and so the film festival is still the most important part of Cucaloras, but boy, we do so much more.
Cucaloras 25 will feature 187 films, including Jackie Olive's Always in Season, which was workshopped at Cucaloras and recently premiered at Sundance, where it was awarded the Special Jury Prize for Moral Urgency.
She was in the artist residency program, I think in one of the first two or three years that we had the program. And so she fell in love with Wilmington. She needed to be closer to Bladenboro. So the story of Always in Season centers around a young man who was found hanging from a swing set in Bladenboro. And so Jackie's a great example of how we have attempted to build deeper relationships with filmmakers. The screening at Sundance was one of the most powerful film screenings I've ever attended. Her vision as an artist is unequaled. She's just a brilliant artist, and she had a very difficult story to tell, and she managed to layer it and edit it and pace it in a way that avoided what I think would be the typical sort of expected moments that could be explosive. Instead, tells a really nuanced story about a human being, but also about all of us and about how this legacy of racial terrorism is with us every day we walk down the street.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're talking with Dan Brawley, executive director of Cucaloras, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary, November 13th through the 17th. Screenings and other events will take place at more than a dozen venues.
We're going to be at the Brooklyn Arts Center for 3 days doing all sorts of stuff, from a concert with G. Yamazawa, who's an incredible Japanese-American hip-hop artist from Durham, to our keynote for Connect, Nick Adkins, who's going to give out a pair of pink socks at the end of his talk, to Thomas DeFrance from Duke University, who's doing this gorgeous combination of dance and projection through this laboratory called Slippage. A really wild range of different things that we're doing at the Brooklyn Arts Center. And then in addition to that, we're going to be at King Hall at UNCW. We're so excited to be there at the home of film studies.
That's an awesome feat to curate 187 films at 12 venues over the course of 5 days.
We, over the years, have really cultivated emerging creative talent. And so we bring people into Cucaloras. We give them a job title they couldn't get anywhere else. We throw them into the deep end of the pool. And because of the festival model, when the festival's over, everybody disappears, right? So it's an intense short-term laboratory for developing creative talent.
Cucaloras has been recognized as one of the coolest film festivals in the world, according to Movie Maker magazine.
We can't do the work of repairing the world without being able to laugh at ourselves. And so to me, that's kind of the magic sort of sauce of Cucaloras, is that we are talking about some serious issues. But at the same time, we're going to join hands and laugh every chance we get.
If you'd like more information about Cucaloras 25, log on to cucaloras.org. Tickets may be purchased online at venue box offices or at the Ticket Box, the festival hub located on the second floor at 106 Market Street. Cucaloras runs November 13th through the 17th. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.